Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
It's ironic. I know you were going to come back, and I apologize, but before I forget, we talked about Bill Romanowski's game-used helmet last week.
Yeah.
Signed by Joe Montana.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's a NFL memorabilia. It doesn't really matter what the team is. Like, as long as it's got the right logo, it doesn't matter what the player is.
I would want Bill Romanowski to sign Bill Romanowski's jersey. Now, it's different if Bill Romanowski says, nobody else can sign my helmet, like allegedly Tampa does.
If you're like Jared Gordon, you don't even sign your name. You're signing your nickname, which is Flash.
And then it gets down to Flop.
So it'd be like Frank That Guy Trigg. And
now, all right, I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell me I was right or I was wrong.
Okay.
Did I get so mad and offended by it because Frank's a friend?
Yes.
Would I have been just as mad? I believe I would have.
You wouldn't even recognize it if it was the other way around. It's just because of a personal connection.
Not the other way around. And again, this is the four-letter network. It's not two schmoes and a Joe or whatever you want to call this show.
It all rhymes, you know?
You like that. You know, the dude with the funky beard that goes all the way down to his toes.
Does this upset you more than the Frank Trigg being disrespected on the four-letter network? Does this upset you?
What?
Because before the break, before the 3 o'clock hour, it was stick and clutch, peanut butter and jelly, Kool-Aid, you and I, me and you. And now DJ Tony and DJ Tony best friend, DJ Why Not, which is Tony in reverse.
I
now a new dynamic duo.
I applaud it.
New dynamic duo.
Perfect.
You've been replaced.
No.
You're the Coco.
I've moved on. Yeah.
Because
Tony's had a microphone plenty of times over here.
You're the co-host, boss.
I looked up and I was going to lose my stuff.
And do you think Superman could beat this guy?
Can you shut up just for one second?
When he comes on, I want to ask you.
I looked up and I saw you have something ridiculous around your neck. And I thought it was that dumb stuff that he does, and I had to look away.
Well,
luckily,
Japanese,
it wasn't that.
It's a Japanese skill toy called a kendama, and that's what Goku uses to train to beat Superman. So we're going to have a superpower, me and Tony tag team versus you and your boy, what's his name, Dean Cain?
The beauty is you won't be on when he's on.
Why?
Matter of fact, you're not going to be on now, so we will move on without. It just so happens Caleb will be back. Oh, what? Caleb's not coming back.
Why?
Because he's playing for the Jets.
Well, that's good. He can't call in weekly, like remote. We don't have technology nowadays. We have our video guy here.
Yeah, he's going to have his cell phone on the practice field.
Why can't he put one in his helmet? And we can just watch what he's doing. That would be pretty cool, though.
It would be cool, but it's not possible. All right, Bo Nickel. Returns to September 27th because he didn't show enough domination last time. He's got to do it again on the 27th.
He's just waiting for that big payoff.
It's not him.
They're saying he's the next John Jones.
It's not him. He would have signed.
I've heard rumors that he's supposed to fulfill what John Jones was once supposed to be.
All right, first of all, what John Jones was supposed to be, he exceeded because nobody could have said they anticipated John Jones to be the GOAT. Okay, and we can argue that or whatever. I think Bo Nickel has already put a bullseye on his back, so you know. At International Fight Week, he made a couple comments. He went a little bit overboard,
okay.
Just a little bit. So it's put a bullseye, I think, on his back. Very similar to the bullseye that possibly could be on Tatis Jr.'s back.
But whose fault is that? Is that the promotion for building these guys up, like Darren Till? I mean, there's been several guys, Ben Askren. I mean, there's been guys that have been built up really heavy.
Absolutely.
By the promotion. Maybe Patty, right? Like, and then they don't perform or they get knocked out.
Here's how I'll answer that. If the organization promotes the heck out of them, you know, gives them lesser fighters, does whatever, and there's been quite a few fighters that's been like
Sugar Sean,
and you said Ben Askren.
Yeah.
The difference is that they didn't necessarily run their mouths like I feel Bo has. You know, Bo has, and he's confident. And you know, the great Otto Graham used to say, "There's a fine line between arrogant and confidence." You're way over the line.
That's a tough line of.
You're not anywhere even near the cocaine line. You have stepped way over that. But when you come out and say, I will dominate, I will, you know, get into the UFC first.
Yeah.
You know, and show something. You could be a great collegiate wrestler. You still are not going to walk right in like Brock Lesnar.
For sure. No question.
You know, Brock Lesnar won that title pretty quick.
Yeah.
Bo Nickel won't even fight for the title that quick. Because they wouldn't want him to. They right. want to build it up.
Sure.
They want him to be one of the next
Brock
experts.
Was already built up. He was already a star.
Right. For other reasons. Right. But
he was a legit athlete, like collegiate wrestler.
Hold on a second. So was Bo.
Right. No, I'm not.
You know, they have equal collegiate backgrounds.
Right.
Right. So I understand that. I just, like Otto said, there's a fine line between cocky and confidence. You know, being conceited and confidence. And there is a fine line to that. And Bo, A, needs to be careful, but here's the difference. If he goes and says the things he said and he backs it up.
Yeah.
Paddy has said some things and he's backed it up.
Yeah.
Connor sometimes backs it up.
Right.
You know, so you can do that, but where you may look foolish is my good friend Tom Lawler, who came out to the Hulk Hogan Real American in Toronto
and lost. You can't do that.
You can't do that.
You have to win. You come out to Hogan's anything, you got to win.
Well, not just Hogan, but, you know, something like that.
You don't want to lose if you're a Real American and you lose.
In Canada.
Right.
Because, come on, you let us all down.
Yeah.
And I love Tom. But how about the nerds that followed the WWE?
I'm offended.
They can't believe that Charlotte Flair tapped or Ronda tapped. I don't remember which one tapped. I think Charlotte tapped to Ronda. And I cause problems like I do. I said, well, they know how to read.
That's true. It's scripted.
It's, you know.
It's just well-choreographed art is all it is.
And it's good art.
It's a great art.
And I love it.
It's entertainment.
And I enjoy it. But, you know, when will these fans realize in a real fight, who knows what would happen? In that case, we all pretty much know.
Ronda would dominate.
Yeah, you would think.
Like, not even a close. Ronda's a...
In an MMA fight or a fist fight?
In anything.
Well, I don't know. Have you ever seen these wrestlers in a bar fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
I mean,
they use barbed wire and trash cans and...
Yeah, but there's techniques to how to hit somebody with a ladder. And like they're not.
I understand
actually,
that
they're not actually hitting you like the right way.
But if Ronda can't grab a hold of an arm for a judo throw, and she gets hit on top of the head by an aluminum trash can,
I think you put all your money on Ronda. I mean, are you going to take that bet against Ronda
in a street
in
fight.
A real fight?
In a real fight,
she kickboxing judo.
I'll take the trash can.
You're crazy.
I'll take the trash can and the kendo stick.
You could have Oscar the Grouch with it. You can still not gonna beat her.
That kendo stick is pretty powerful.
No, better get in.
All right, let's hit a break. When we come back, Superman, Kryptonite.
I got Goku on my side.
Good. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Kevin Hazlett, As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This Black Tie Gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
And you're back. This is Knockout Radio. That is the Superman, changed the game, the NFL Hall of Famer, legendary Lawrence Taylor. Changed the position, changed the gameplay. Offenses didn't go to him because they're afraid.
Stay in school.
That guy is real-life Superman.
All right, I have another pet peeve.
Okay.
And I would say, you know, give me your honest answer, but you're going to be, you know, disagree no matter what. So I was out at Bucks training camp. I believe it was a Sunday. It was alumni day.
They work on Sundays?
So a lot of alumni players were there.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention names. It's immaterial. Okay. But a lot of alumni.
Okay.
All of a sudden, about 8 or 9 alumni players all get together for a photo.
Okay.
Kind of cool.
Right.
When one of the alumni picks up one of, I don't know how many children he has, but picked up one of, and I'm assuming it was his child.
Okay.
Now the photo has 8 alumni and a child in the photo.
Okay.
Give me your opinion on that. Do you have a problem with that?
What was the photo for? Just because they all played together?
Yeah.
So, were fans taking photos? Were like for the media? Was it for the team website? Was it for?
I'm going to assume that it was for one of the players. And then I would assume, and we know what that means, that the players would have then said, hey, can you email me? Can you text me that photo?
Okay.
So it was for them. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it was for the football team's website. It doesn't matter if it was for the individual player that said, hey, guys, let's come take a photo. I think it kind of stunk. Now, I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, you see it now in sports. You see a lot more championships, and then the first thing they do is they get their kid, and they got the trophy in the other hand. And
that's okay.
Yeah, you know, like celebrating their moment.
But if you're getting a photo, and it's you and your kids on the field winning the Super Bowl with the confetti, that's your photo. But this particular, it was in the middle. So, you know, like I always put you on the end so I can cut you out.
Yeah.
They couldn't cut the kid out.
It was tacky. You should have let the kid out. Could have, like, you know, the kid could have got with the other kids. I'm sure there are other kids around. Like, you know, they didn't have to be in the photo.
Again, I'm blaming the parent. I'm not blaming, you know, the kid. And there was plenty of athletes there, and they didn't bring their children down. I happened to be sitting with Chris Hovan. He didn't bring, you know, both of his sons down. You know, this is for the guys. You know, now you're going to put that, you know, like a lot of, you know, I mean, I've got photos of alumni and, you know, did something maybe with the reunion or, you know, with the ship or whatever. Like, if I went back and I have no interest in ever seeing anybody that I was on the ship with, even though I'm going back to where my ship was home ported in 2 months, which I'm pretty excited about.
Really? What are you going there for?
Just going to Newport, Rhode Island. I'm for a day, and I'm really looking forward to it. But let's just say I wanted to go to one of those reunions, whether it's a high school reunion or the ship reunion. And we happen to take a photo of maybe, you know, my unit or, you know, the people I worked with. I probably wouldn't display it, so it wouldn't bother me as much, but I wouldn't want a photo of seven of my fellow OSs and one of the
and Sean, your son. Like,
I would want it with my son, but I wouldn't do that to the other people.
Right.
So why would somebody else throw their son in?
It'd be awkward for you to hold Sean in a photo with seven other Navy vet guys. Yeah, that would be an awkward photo.
Yeah, you would definitely.
But there's a photo of him holding Evel Knievel holding him.
Yeah, Evel Knievel was holding him. So we've been talking football
at
the start of the football season. I thought we could chat with a former free safety of the Princeton Tigers.
Tigers.
And so many acting credits, and I looked this up. I actually did 30 seconds of research. Like Lovebirds, my friend was in that. Christy Swanson was in that. And there's another movie, Greatest Coach of All Time. We're not going to say who else was in it because that's coming up later. But many think of this guy as the ultimate. He is Superman. Let's welcome to the show Dean Cain. Dean, how are you?
I'm great, Randy. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate your time. Tell me, how did that conversation go? And I know we're going to talk about quite a few things in the next 8 or 10 minutes. You get the phone call, hey, would you like to play Superman?
Well, it wasn't just an out-of-the-blue phone call. There was tons of auditions going all through that stuff. But when I finally got it, I'll tell you what, I was elated, completely elated, but also, you know, there's a bit of trepidation there. Like, I hope I can pull this off. And it was a great way to start my career. Can't be any more happy, and I still love being associated with the character. So it's a blessing that continues to this day.
Hey, you just answered, you know, what I was going to ask as well, because, you know, I've talked to a lot of people, and, you know, there's plenty of actors. Hey, don't associate me with, which should arguably be their biggest role, and some do and some don't. So I like the fact that you do like to be known as what you are known as, Superman.
Oh yeah, I mean my mom will call me that. I'm like, Mom, come on, you're my mom. Yes, but I gave birth to Superman. Okay, Mom.
So but, that makes her Super Mom.
It makes her Oh, you better believe it, and she owns that crown, no question about it. But I was going to say, I was a free safety at Princeton, but I also got over to the NFL for a minute with the Buffalo Bills. So I got all the way to the show and didn't. Then of course got hurt, so that didn't get to hang on for long. But
so are you still a Buffalo fan, or are you a fan of another team as well, or what?
Buffalo Bills top, and they look great this year. I have them as the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl. I know. There's the Tampa Bay Bucks. I know there's Kansas City. I know there's a lot of teams running around. I also like the Cowboys because my buddy was the head coach for 9 and a half years. So, but yeah, it's gotta be the Bills, my friend.
All right. So you're a former Buffalo Bill and you're a Buffalo Bill fan, but have you gone through a table yet?
The Bills Mafia, boy, those guys are crazy.
They're
awesome. But good gosh, I'm gonna have to set it up very carefully before I go through a table because it can get ugly.
Well, you know, we broadcast nationally out of Tampa, St. Pete, Florida, you know, the wrestling capital of the world. We can get it set up where you can go through a table or two down here.
Oh, yes. I was just out there. I'm always out in that area. And people were trying to talk me into moving there. So, my son's on board. It might happen.
Well, this is the place to be. I'll tell you what, between the fishing here and we're connected with fishing captains, we can take you out fishing. And I know Matt's going to now jump in and offer you some pizza here at the pizzeria.
Oh, yeah, because Superman has to eat pizza.
Oh, you better believe it. I accept immediately.
So Dean, so a good friend of ours, a friend of the show, was in a movie with you here in Tampa Bay, The Greatest Coach of All Time.
What part of don't bring that up yet?
I didn't talk about it.
Well, you brought it up because I have a surprise coming in a couple minutes.
Oh, my bad.
Go ahead. You already blew it.
Well, no, I was just asking, you know, like how often you get down to the area. I know you film, you know, at the Sun Lake High School and film some of the movie down there. And what do you thought of the area? Obviously, we know now that you love it down here.
Oh, it's gorgeous. And I shot a bunch of things in the Tampa area, probably 4 or 5 projects in the last 3 years. And it's just beautiful. I keep ending up back there, you know, over to Clearwater or to Dunedin, all up and down there and then back and forth to Tampa. I'm just, I've spent a lot of time there.
You're right. You need to get a house.
Yeah.
Jumping back to football real quick, as a former defensive back, can you explain how Rondae Barber's not in the Hall of Fame yet?
Boy, well, did you see Deion Sanders go after the Hall of Fame the other day?
No, I didn't.
There should be a separate, like the top team Hall of Fame. It should be that. It should be like on the top floor. You know, there's too many people running around with that yellow jacket now. You say, you know, some people that, you know, great players.
Oh, I like it.
I agree.
I like it.
You know, and I've said that on this show numerous. It's now become the Hall of Pretty Good. And I say, and Matt will say this, like, I hate the word because it's overused, legendary or legend or iconic, because that should only be for the elites. So I tend to agree with Deion.
He's got a good point there. I mean, a lot of my teammates were legitimate Hall of Famers. Bruce Smith, you know, Jim Kelly, Andre Reed. I think they all belong there. Coach got made it as well. Marv Levy. What's that?
And Thurman Thomas.
Oh, Thurman, 100%. Oh, I didn't even say Thurman. He was my rookie, my locker mate, because he wore number 34. I was number 36 right next door. And I thought, maybe that's Thurman Thomas, man. I don't know if he's going to make it. Yeah.
You give him some advice, like how not to lose a helmet?
Oh, that was pre-helmet loss. But what a superstar. What a great guy. What a great team to be a part of. Just to beat him in short time out there.
And what a fun team to watch, you know, and going to four straight and, you know, obviously what happened here at Tampa Stadium, you know, which could have changed everything. But they were so much fun to watch. Andre Reed.
Yeah, superstar. So hard to guard. Impossible for me.
Are you a fan of other sports? Predominantly, we do a lot of MMA and boxing. Are you into any of that or any other sports?
Love MMA. Love it to death. I remember going very early on to MMA things, like the first time when Dana White still had he still had hair. I love Dana. I love Dana. I've been a fan the entire time. And my son became a jiu-jitsu fighter, so he would compete in tournaments. And so we love MMA, and I box, and we train at an MMA gym where my son does his jiu-jitsu. I'll box. They have everything there. Whatever you want to fight, it's there. It's a down and dirty Boss Rutten's gym, and Boss Rutten is a superstar.
Sure.
Don't let him kick you, because he'll break your ass.
You don't want him anywhere near your liver, that's for sure. but here, I can entice you even a little more to come to the Tampa Bay area, and I'm going to get a lot of my MMA and jiu-jitsu friends mad at me, but in my opinion, the best jiu-jitsu trainer and fighter, David Vieira, is based here in the Tampa Bay area. So, I mean, I know you don't need my help on this, but I can get you hooked up with David, and you'll never leave once you start training with him.
I like it. I love it. I'm a reserve police officer, and one of my fellow reservists is a guy named Hoyce Gracie. He's
I've heard the guy. All right, so
let me put him in a rear naked choke for about 4 seconds.
For sure. So if you're friends with Hoyce, that means you're not going to go to David Vieira. You're going to go to Rob Kahn. Rob is Hoyce Gracie's first American black belt. He's also here in Tampa.
Oh, there we go. There we
How about
go.
All those guys?
No disrespect, but I don't need Hoyce getting mad at me, because he can hurt me.
I don't know if I've ever seen Hoyce mad, and that's even in fights.
He has the death stare, though. And I was joking with him on the gun range, and we were qualifying on our pistols, and I was his assistant gunner. We were each other's assistant gunner, and I made fun of him because we were shooting like warm-up targets, and we were supposed to shoot this top right little circle, and he didn't hear it, so he shot a different circle. And I was like, man, either you put everything inside that circle or you shot the wrong target. He's like, what? I said, you shot the wrong target, man. And he's like, what? So we go through the whole thing, and he shoots 100% qualifying. And I'm like, sweet. He goes, it's because you challenged me. I was like, I didn't challenge you, man. You just shot the wrong target. What are you talking about? But he's so intense. He is a competitor. And, man, that 1,000-yard stare, I don't want to be on the other end of it.
By any chance, have you ever been to Gracie Baja in Rio?
No, I have not. I have been to Rio, but not to Gracie Baja.
It is crazy. I went down there to train with David Vieira, and we went to Gracie Baja, and it was like 150 black belts all in unison doing things. It was like the fourth floor of this health club. If you ever get a chance to pop in there, it is definitely incredible and worth seeing.
I will have to place my testicles in a jar before I go in there because I don't have them anymore. Just seeing all those guys. I mean, 100 black belts. Yeah, good Lord.
It was insanity.
Yeah. So Dan, look, we know the Superman suit can be, you know, unforgiving. You know, like I invented the pizza diet, so I know firsthand, you know, what it takes to stay in shape. But what's your kryptonite food? Like, what is the one thing you just can't say no to? Randy earlier admitted his was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. But what is it for you?
It's not Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. It's French fries. Or honestly, good more than French fries, it's potatoes. But it's potato chips. Oh my God, I could crush a whole bag without even blinking.
Any particular flavor?
No flavor. That's the weird thing. My family refers to me as a serial killer when I eat these. They're no flavor.
And they're no salt. All right, so I add
unsalted, no flavored. I can't stand flavored potato chips. I will throw them out.
Oh, well, now we know what to have laying on the table, on unflavored chips.
Yeah.
So I had this thing all set up, but as you probably know, Michael Clayton is now a high school football coach. So amazing. I was going to set this whole thing up. I called Mike last night, who's a friend of the show. And my question to you with Mike on the line was going to be, how do you locate and evaluate talent like Michael Clayton that was in that movie with you, Greatest Coach of All Time? But he doesn't get to hear it because he didn't answer the phone.
Michael. Well, I'm glad I never had to guard him. Superstar. Superstar. People don't realize how good players have to be in the NFL. People just don't get it. Yeah. It's a whole other world. The speed, everything that happens is just crazy. When I first got to the NFL, I saw a couple guys running patterns. I lost my mind. I was like, I don't have a clue how that works. I don't have a clue how good these ball players are. It's just, I don't know, man. It was too much fun.
Well, maybe we can get you back on. We'll get Clayton back on, or better yet, when you move here, we can have Clayton and you here at the pizzeria for us to do the show again.
I'm down with that. He needs to answer his phone.
Yeah, exactly. Finally, before we let you go, what are you working on? You know, what are you doing? Anything right now other than jiu-jitsu and boxing?
A ton. I'm not getting enough boxing in. For me in jiu-jitsu, because my right knee, which I had to retire from football with. If you want to end me, just bend my right knee. It's over. Yep. I'll tap. I'll box all day long if I can, but I'm shooting movies like crazy. I just wrote, produced, directed, and have a coming out a brand new movie called Little Angels that we're just selling now, which is awesome. And I probably shot 7 movies this year. I got another one to go shoot in West Virginia at the end of this week, and I'm not stopping.
It's great to be busy. Awesome. UFC Saturday night in Salt Lake with Kamaru Usman. Finally, who do you like to watch? Who do you enjoy, whether it's UFC or bare knuckle, Bellator, whatever?
I like all of them, but I think UFC obviously takes the cake. I mean, they become the preeminent. They're just phenomenal. I like the show. You know, I like the big show, so I love it when the notorious MMA. What's he go by?
Yeah,
Conor McGregor.
Yeah, Conor McGregor.
The notorious MMA. My son loves watching him fight. We've actually watched him with Boss Rutten and others, which is fun. Those guys are talking, you know, a little more technically than I am, but it's just great fun. I'm a huge Boss Rutten fan. Usman's going to win, by the way, the next one coming up. I watched his brother fight just the other day, didn't I?
Yep, you did.
And his brother was losing, kind of looked like, and then all of a sudden it was over.
Most people thought that Zach was going to win that fight. Muhammad did the show three times during the season. And, you know, the odds were in Zach's, you know, corner, also a former football player. And, yeah, it was pretty close. And then, you know, he threw the one punch, and it was night-night.
When you have that kind of power, man, people don't get it.
Yeah, no, for sure. Dean, I appreciate your time. I think we got your address. We're going to send you and your son some gear from 8 Man Strong. And stay in touch. I follow you on Twitter. If you get back to town, or when you get back to town, you know, let me know. We'll send the limo to get you. We'll do some fishing. We'll come for pizza. We'll have a good time.
That does not sound like an awful thing to do. I'm in.
All right. And I was told that we do have your address. Stay awesome. In touch. It was a pleasure talking to you, Superman.
A pleasure of mine, 100%. Thank you.
Take care. Dean Cain, everybody, better known as Superman. And hopefully we can do some cool things with him when he comes to town. Jiu-Jitsu-wise, we'll take him to Rob. We'll take him to David.
I got to rename the menu. I got a Superman pizza. I got to call it the Dean Cain.
Yeah, I think you should do that. All right, let's go ahead and break. When we come back, we'll head back out to Salt Lake City and talk to him. This is a cool story as well. Tyson Pedro, when we return.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider for women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This black tie gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight, and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Batman or Superman?
Oh.
You know, I mean, it's avid. You know, they're either avid Batman or they're either avid Superman.
And which Batman?
Which Superman?
I mean,
Dean Cain Superman, Adam West Batman.
Adam West. Like, it's iconic. I mean, the pow, zip, zoom, bing, bong.
I took photos and I posted it. I was watching Batman. I found it on some channel. And it was where they were doing something where they were like sucking these bodies into tubes.
Okay.
And Batman and Robin both were wearing masks. And so during the pandemic, I was showing that photo all the time. Wow. See, Batman and Robin knew.
Yeah. Well, I think just Batman, because you and I are like, you know, the dynamic duo.
Well,
you know,
we're
so
not.
I'm like, I'm Batman, you're Robin.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. You believe, you tell yourself whatever you need to believe to get through the day.
If I get a motorcycle and put a sidecar, and you could ride around together, deliver pizzas.
The chance of that is the chance of that is none. I'll be on my red motorbike.
Flavorless chips.
Flavorless chips.
Superman's kryptonite.
So you're going to need to have that ready
because
he comes here all the time. I'm going to text Boss Rutan as soon as the show's over.
Oh, tell him about my boxing system. We can train there.
I'm really surprised you didn't bring it up.
I was going to, but I was like, that's not the right time. But yeah.
Oh, now all of a sudden you worry about when's the right
time.
Listen,
all I know is that Superman knows about the pizza diet now. I'm so happy. Like, and so we can bring him to the gym. We'll train him. We can make this a day. We can have Boss train on his own system that he created and see if he could take a liver shot.
He can give him.
He's the liver king. And the liver king is a thing. Have you seen this guy? There's a bodybuilder that Joe Rogan has like started a beef with online. This guy eats raw meat and claims to be all like natural. And Rogan's like, this guy's all steroided out. And the guy's like, I'm not on steroids. He's like, you're using your platform to bully me. And like, there's a big beef going on. And his name's the Liver King. Have you seen this guy?
No. But if it's beef, it's a good that Joe Rogan's now in Texas.
Oh, yeah, because that's where beef comes from. Where,
you know, wasn't that the whole Dr. Phil thing? And
I wonder if the Liver King could take a body shot to the liver by Boss Rutan. That would be entertainment on TV.
I don't know about entertainment, but it'd be worth watching.
Yeah.
Boss was so cool. He is such a cool, down-to-earth guy. When Ryan Bennett passed away and everybody was involved and sending stuff and we were auctioning it off, and he sent a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, he has 1,500 of my dollars in my garage because I've supported
his doesn't.
Brand.
No, he doesn't.
Well, he got some of it probably.
No, he sold the product. How it got to you through two other people in a side yard, you know.
Around the corner. Look, I treat it just like New York, you know, like you walk down the street, you buy something or you see something, you make a deal, and then the cops come and everybody takes off running. And, you know, you got to buy stuff secondhand sometimes.
Second? You're buying it fourth hand. You're buying it out of the back door of a truck.
Five-finger discount. That's what it is. Five-finger.
Real quick, and I know we need to hit this break. So one of my favorite shows of all time, The $100,000 Pyramid.
I just saw it the other day.
Michael Strahan is now the host.
Yeah.
Dick Clark, you know, back in the day. So the top one, so he's already gone through the bottom three. He's gone to the next two. A little bit of time, but not. And his clue was 100% off items.
Okay.
What do you think?
Free.
Free. Give me, it was the greatest clue I've ever heard on anything. You know, a lot of times they stumble and stutter, and how do you get his clue? 100% off items.
Yeah.
Free.
And he missed it.
No, he got it. The guy won. It was absolutely awesome.
I saw it the other day with the Shark Tank. Damon John and I think Barbara Cochran were participants on it playing a celebrity edition. First time I'd seen that. $25,000 pyramid?
$100,000.
Mostly inflation.
It's better. It's better than the time when they had the two Kiss.
Oh, what?
Wonderful and what's her name? You just said her name.
Oh, Barbara. Barbara, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go hit a break. When we come back, the return of Queer Eye for the sports guy. Or with the sports. No, you're the sports guy. So Queer Eye with the sports guy. That's what we're going to name it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
Fireball.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is D'Lo Brown from NWA TNN. Right here, right now, you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Rick Barry, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here at Tournament to Pizza.
Oh, hey, what's up, buddy?
Same old, same old.
Welcome back.
No, it's not.
Why?
Because it's almost over. It's been fun. It's been cool.
We talked to Superman.
We couldn't get a hold of Tyson Pedro, which I really wanted to. Does a podcast. It's called the Half Cast Podcast.
Okay.
You know, with Tua.
Yeah.
A lot of cool stuff to talk about. Hopefully, we'll be able to get a hold of him and do it before his fight on Saturday.
Don't be so bummed. It'll be all right. Well, there's other people to talk to. You can talk to me.
I'd rather not.
You can interview me. You'll practice? Because I really think you have a career in journalism.
No, I don't. And I don't want one in it.
A broadcast?
I really don't want
to
do that.
We can go to school and get a certification.
I don't want to do any of that. I don't want to go to school.
We can get a podcast together, you and I?
No.
What would you name it if it was a show with you and me? What would the name of our show be, Randy?
I am so flaming.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Quit playing with your dinghy.
All things just keep getting better.
And now, Mick Forhaire presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
You came into my life. And, you know, we had the king, Superman. Now we have the queen.
Randy Harris, how are your dancing skills, brother? Are you still shaking your sports booty in their studio there?
I was still moving it around. Everything is good. And I've already told Matt, and he's seen the Facebook post, that you have a big coming out event, and we expect Matt to not only perform, but come out.
Well, let's talk about Matt before we get into it. Respected family man in the business community, sports broadcasting superstar, but known as the naked pizza man and likes to go around in a gladiator outfit. Come on.
All right, let me just correct you on a couple things. The first word, let's break it down by word into syllables. Respected. I would not put the word respected and Matt together. And we had Superman just on. I'm not going to say man goes hand in hand with Matthew either. Coming out, I think it's about time.
Really? Come on, Matt. It's 2022.
You said broadcasting superstar, and that is 100% accurate.
Well, when is this event? Because I want Matt to perform at it in drag.
Well, you know, I sit on the board of Come Out St. Pete, which is a local LGBTQ+ organization, and we are having our Come Out As You Are talent competition 9/11 at downtown St. Pete. So go to comeoutstpete.org for more information.
All right. Now, can you change it? Because for a long time, you know, the Q word was never incorporated in the LMNOPQRST line, right? Correct?
No control over the alphabet mafia.
I think in order to include Matt to come out, just add to the alphabet line N, and then he'll think it's naked, and then he can go up there and perform.
Oh, there you go. Any chance to show a little skin.
Here's the problem I have, Mick, is that my talent is to make Randy Harris look good. So how do I do that? How do I display that at the talent show?
A talent competition, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah, it's always about him being a buffoon. We definitely know that. before I get to the question that I need to talk to you about, because it's really bothering me, I know that you have been nominated at Creative Loafing Best of the Bay. Talk about that. I think we helped last time for you to get your crown and sash and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, they gave us a crown and a sash. Now, well, I was, in fact, nominated for St. Pete Pride's Grand Marshal 2022, and thanks to the Knockout Radio posse, I was, in fact, the Grand Marshal of this year's Pride Parade in St. Pete, the biggest LGBTQ plus Pride celebration in the Southeast. So thank you, Knockout Radio fans and listeners, for boosting yours truly to the top spot. And subsequently, Creative Loafing, their Best of the Bay 2022, has nominated me for Best Activist in Tampa Bay for my work in philanthropy and the community. So go to bestofthebay.com, cltampa.com/people, search for Best Activist, and give your buddy Mick a vote. I certainly appreciate it. And it shines a light on all the great things I try to do in our community with Florida's Hometown USA and the Kind Mouse Food Pantry and Come Out St. Pete. So thank you guys for all your support. I really appreciate it.
Can you let people know where on the ballot you are? Because last time they tried to hide you all the way down at the very bottom.
I'm not exactly sure how that works, but if you go to cltampa.com/people, I'm on that best activist list, and I'm down towards the bottom once again, but I'm nominated with a lot of terrific people in our community, so it's a big honor. But
I'll be the judge of the rest of the list, but
yes,
right now I think you should get the votes. All right, I need to vent. I need your help, and that's why we're doing Queer Eye for the Sports Guy, or in this case with Matt, it's Queer Eye with the Sports Guy, and Matt would be
the Naked Gladiator.
I have been very vocal about a lot of things. I've been very vocal when it was Tony Dungy, the first black football coach, and I can't think of his name, the Pittsburgh Steeler. What's his name? The head coach of the Pittsburgh? Tomlin. Oh. Tomlin. You know, the second. And, you know, it bothers me because Tony Dungy was a football coach that coached. And I get it, you know, but I don't agree with it. So then I saw the clip that said the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to re-sign openly gay football player Carl Nassib. Again, they're re-signing a former Buck football player, Carl Nassib, from the leadership of your clan. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, here's the thing, and I know this gets under your skin, Randy, because I know you so well, that you hate putting people in a box. Like, nobody wants to box you in as the curmudgeonly, grumpy, opinionated sports broadcaster. he just doesn't like putting people in a box and doesn't think that it should be made a big deal whether you're first this or the first that. But in this particular case, similarly into the case with Coach Dungy being the first black coach, visibility kind of matters. Now, think of Nassib. He's from Westchester, Pennsylvania, which is hugely conservative, went to a preparatory school, played at Penn State, got a scholarship, and the hyper-masculine atmosphere of professional sports, football in particular, American football. So he goes on, Cleveland signs him, he does a couple years with us, goes to Vegas, and now he's back. In that time, the kid's 29 years old. In that time, he decides to come out. So he kind of opened the door to be the first openly gay active football player. In the 102-year history of the NFL, only 16 guys have ever come out. 16 guys, 102 years. And most of those players, the majority of them, are retired. So visibility kind of matters, especially to our people who seem to feel with the current political climate are sort of under fire, particularly for our young people just coming out. You know, as you know, I taught high school for a couple of years, and I had kids 8th, 9th, 10th grade coming to me saying, you know, Mr. Ferrari, you know, we were feeling a kind of way, my family doesn't understand it like that. Visibility kind of matters. And let me just mention that when Nassib came out, he donated 100 grand to the Trevor Project, which is all about LGBTQ plus youth, who have nine times more tendencies to attempt or commit suicide than regular, you know, young kids who aren't LGBTQ plus. So yeah, I know you don't like putting people in a box. You don't want anybody to be the first this and the first that, because you're an equal opportunity offender. You like to piss everybody off.
But you know, but I did say, you know, just so you know, I did say at the beginning of the show, and I do get, because of the subject, that hopefully by what Carl did, you know, it'll enable more. And I think we are in a different place, even though the place that we are is in, you know, shambles. We are in a different place today than we were 5 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever. But you're right. I hope the whoever the next one is, I hope that I don't see or hear or, you know, the moron across from me, you know, say, well, the second gay and the fourth gay, you know, to me, it's not a big deal. I mean, I don't believe, I could lie, but I don't believe I've ever said that I get my hair cut by a gay hairdresser. I don't say that because it's stupid.
Tell you what, though, for sports collectible memorabilia, the 69th gay player to come out in the NFL, that jersey will be worth $100 million.
I want it autographed.
All right, first of all, Mick, in the future, any stupid thing that he says, don't respond to it. And don't laugh.
But in all seriousness, Mick, you know, we used to think of San Francisco as being a gay community and the Pride Parade and how that area of the country really was like forward, you know, thinking. But Tampa Bay is really the forefront. I mean, yeah. It's
all because of Nick.
It's St. Pete. But let's talk about that as far as like a community and embracement. Like, how is it here? Do people come here from other places where they don't feel like they fit in or don't belong? And is St. Pete a safe haven for people that are like suicidal or depressed or not able to be who they really are?
Well, I'm not sure. Well, St. Pete has evolved, Matt, in a lot of ways. Like, I grew up here, so I remember when St. Pete was known as the sleepy retirement town. You know, I remember when I was a younger gay guy running these streets, and you shouldn't be downtown after dark. Now our downtown is thriving. We have a huge cultural, you know, presence. It used to be Tampa was like the hot spot, and St. Pete was like the sleepy bedroom community. Now Tampa's kind of known as a sports town, but St. Pete is known for their culture and the lifestyle and the beaches and all that. So of course it's going to attract, you know, people who are, you know, a lot more culturally leaning and a lot more progressive, and, you know, and it's really been a blessing to see, and a lot of that is credit to, you know, the folks at City Hall who have kind of evolved and embraced us. And like I said, our Pride celebration is the largest in the Southeast. There was 300,000 people at our Pride celebration this year. So there's a lot of cities around our great country who embrace different lifestyles and ethnicities, like San Francisco, Provincetown, Key West, and now St. Those are rainbow towns. So, you know, God bless them. And I'm not sure if they're necessarily safe havens, but they are certainly are a lot more appealing to, you know, people who are a little bit more free-thinking and open-minded and accepting. So, and we're blessed to live here.
Okay, with all that said, and like I said, I understand, you know, and it has been in the past a delicate subject, but since Leslie Lacey has already been a co-host of this show, you know, mm-hmm. who has come out years ago. I don't want to hear when Matt comes out, you know, that he's the second, you know, come out, you know, gay, whatever co-host on the show. So we've had the one. I don't need to hear two when Matt comes out.
Question is, Mick, will you be the grand marshal for the Grumpy Radio Man Parade that I'm putting on for Randy Harris?
Randy has got my vote, believe me.
Do I get to throw beads as we go down Park Boulevard?
Certainly, and flash everyone. I will say that as a longtime sports show and broadcasters and a big presence in our sports community and our media and broadcasting communities, Randy, and I'm not blowing smoke because, you know, I don't like him that much, has really been at the forefront of tolerance and acceptance and having all kinds of folks on, yours truly included, 15 years in as a sponsor of this show. And, you know, so you've helped make that happy, Randy. So on behalf of my people, thank you. We appreciate you.
You know, I will say this much, because I find this the most humorous of all. I piss off both sides.
Oh, yeah.
So both everyone. Sides think I hate the other side, and I'm friends with everybody. That's the beauty of this.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, Mick. Once again, how can people vote for you, Best of the Bay Creative
Local? Go to the Best of the Bay with CL Tampa. Go to Best of the Bay. Go to people in our community, Best Activist. Yours truly is kind of at the bottom of the list. But vote. You can vote every day. It doesn't cost anything. And like I said, it shines a light on all the great things I'm trying to do in our community. So.
And I'll throw a little carrot out there. If Mick Ferrari wins, Matt will come out and perform naked his comedy act, which is awful.
Oh, he'll be my date for the award ceremony in the Gladiator outfit.
There you go. Yeah. If you win, we'll set it up. All right, Mick, thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, you guys.
All right, take care. About 30 seconds left. Saturday night, we had two of the four on. We dropped the ball. Tried to set it up, tried to fix it. We'll try to fix it, you know, tomorrow or the day after. Main event. Dominic Cruz got knocked out last week.
Kicked into retirement. Kicked back into the broadcast room.
Yeah, but he'll go broadcast and say he doesn't remember it. So,
But he looked good, though. I'll tell the kick. He looked pretty good.
You know, that's the problem with looking good early.
Yeah.
I'd rather look good late. Does Usman continue his dominance?
Dominant. No question. I don't think there's any.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank all of our listeners, guests, sponsors. And, of course, and not to put one above anybody else, I do want to thank Superman for flying in on his cape.
Unreal.
And coming on and talking. And I think we're going to be able to do some cool stuff.
Yeah, the cape is just an apron turned around backwards.
Until next week, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.